this is one of the things that we did like 3 or 4 years ago.
This was one of the first 40 episodes we did, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It was really early. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we decided we wanted to revisit this because the landscape of baseball has changed. Our tastes have changed. Our family situations have changed, and we have a lot more experience than we did even then. So we are going to talk about how we what we believe are some of the keys to maximizing your ballpark experience. And there are you can get a lot of different levels of experience, I guess, different classes of experience. Depending on the ballpark you go to, you can pay as much as you want these days, and you can get anything, almost anything you could ask for at a major league facility. Or you can go to the lowest A, Class A minor league facility in a historic ballpark like the one in Asheville and, you know, get a bucket of popcorn and have a great time there. So there's so much going on, and I feel like the experiences are more rich than they've ever been now. I think people have rebounded from COVID, and that has brought back a more keen appreciation for the ballpark experience. I think teams have rallied around that and have provided new and exciting food options and new and exciting venue options. Ballparks are starting to build the model after the Battery down in Atlanta, where it's a whole economic district, and that's now bleeding into minor league facilities as well. So there's a lot of really neat things that have happened in the last couple of years, 3 or 4 years since we've recorded this episode and given our tips. So we're going to do it again right now, and we're excited that you're here for it, because we're excited, and some things have changed and some things haven't changed. So Brad, why don't you tell us? We're going to do five each. Again, we haven't shared our lists with one another, but Brad, why don't you tell us what's one way you like to maximize your ballpark experience?
So one thing I like to do is I like to take advantage of the clear bag rule, of the clear bag policy, right? So you can bring a clear bag and get them on, you can get them on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you can have them branded with like your team name on and stuff. This one, I have one actually right here. Got on Amazon. It's seen better days. It's been well used. So I have a few certain things that I keep in mind all the time. Mm-hmm. So I always have seeds in there. I can always bring sunflower seeds into a game. I have a couple of like microfiber towels. I actually happened to get them at the Savannah Bananas game that we went to. We put them in there because like if the seat is wet, like if it had rained that day, or if it's just dirty and I don't want to sit on a dirty seat or whatever, just like wipe my seat off. Haven't had to use them yet, but I've got them in there for something like that. And then the one thing that I always make sure I do is I grab a couple of water bottles out of the fridge, put them in a gallon bag so the condensation doesn't get all over stuff in my bag. Yeah. And I drop it in there. And that way I don't have to spend $9 on a bottle of water in a game. I can spend that $9 on a bunch of other things. Or one other thing, right?
Yeah, well, probably one. Dog,
part of my nachos can go towards that. But it's just it's one way to save a little bit of money to be able to spend on something else that I enjoy rather than spending it on water. And then when you drink that water, go fill it up in the drinking fountain. It's not going to be as good, but you're still, like I said, saving a little bit of money that you can use somewhere else in the game that's more enjoyable than be like, golly, I just need a little bit of water, right? Yeah. So that's one of my favorite things is having a clear bag filled with seeds. My microfiber towel is like the best thing that I put in there.
Yeah, it's nice.
In a while. That's a good thought. Yeah. And then always water, always at least two waters. If you have like four or five people, you can fit four or five water bottles in there, get one for everybody, and everybody's set for the entire game. So take advantage of the fact that they will let you bring those things inside the game, into the game, inside a clear bag. It will change your experience.
Yeah, that's a great one. That's you stole that from me from last time, which I did. Awesome.
To that point, I had never used a clear bag to go in a game.
Yeah. It's a big safety thing, and stadiums all over the place are requiring them now. If you have a bag larger than about a billfold, right, or a large
like clutch, a clutch, yeah,
then they're not going to let you bring it into the ballpark. And so you have to be really careful. It's better safe than sorry. So you can buy them at the team stores, but the worst thing to do is to have to run your stuff all the way back to the car because it's too big, and they searched it and they said no and whatever.
Right.
Not that searching your bag is bad, but yeah, do that. I'm going to piggyback because I had the clear bag on my list as well. But one of the things that I always forget, I always forget this. One of the things I always wish I had remembered to bring to the ballpark was the little teeny bottles of sunscreen. And that fits perfectly in your bag. Just take a couple of those little bottles, maybe like one per person if you can. And they're small enough that if, you know, the little 2 ounce guys, right? If they're small enough that if they're like, you can't have that many, you pair them, you throw a couple of them away or whatever, right? And they're never going to tell you that. But if they did, you could say, okay, fine. Instead of trying to lose a whole tube of
I prefer the aerosol like 1,000 times to one.
Yeah.
Because I hate lotion.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's one thing that, like, if I'm going to a day game, I always bring a can of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Of spray sunscreen for sure.
I do it. I do the lotion for, especially with the kids, so that I don't miss any spots and I can do a really good job and they can kind of help me. So they can get it in the parts of their face that I don't. Every kid hates spraying in their face. Everybody. See,
so living in Arizona, my son is super duper good about it. So close your eyes, hold your breath.
Yeah.
He's spraying. Yeah, he does a good job.
That's because great.
He's used to it. So, but I can see why other kids would be like, bah!
Yeah. Yeah. It's a whole thing every summer here.
I believe it. Because you're not applying sunscreen year round.
No. No, it is not a constant. So we always end up making the mistake, and you'd think I'd learned by now, but we make the mistake every time of suffering through the first, second, maybe the third inning, and then I'm running around to find which shop in the concourse has sunblock. So, then I end up paying $1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so expensive. I've done it at every stinking ballpark. The one ballpark I did not have to do it at was Kauffman in Kansas City. I went to the medical aid center and I was like, do you have? And they were like, yeah. And there were these little baseball card size cello packs.
Plastic
packs that you like, they look like oversized ketchup packets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up on screen. Mm-hmm. So that's the only time I've not had to pay for them, but I keep being a dunderhead and forgetting to bring. So if you're like me and it's going to be a day game, bring some sunscreen.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. So my next one, this is before you even get in.
Okay.
So like, there's always some kind of unique thing to get at the ballpark. And if you want to, and like get the unique thing at the ballpark, right? That's part of this. Is get the unique thing at the ballpark. We were at T-Mobile on Sunday, and my niece and nephew had never been, so we're like, get garlic fries. Got to get garlic fries, right? So they had garlic fries. They had waffle garlic fries, which were next level. We drove home after the game. It had been a solid 5 hours since we finished the box of garlic fries, and he refused dinner because he's 16. So you think he has a hollow leg. He refused dinner because he's like, I ate my weight in garlic fries today. I'm still not hungry.
My man.
It was fantastic. That's what
I would do.
I was a proud uncle. But yeah, you could have been. Before you even go into the ballpark, though, find the local haunt, right? The local eatery where everybody goes. Mix it up with the locals, whether you're cheering for the home team or the road team or just a baseball fan, go mix it up with the locals. Go find the place. Like, I will never forget, before going into a Bees game, the bar across the street, Lucky 13, best burger I've ever had in my life, by the by. Find the place next to the ballpark and go get something to eat, something to drink before you go into the ballpark. So get there early so you don't miss out.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Then you don't have to pay ballpark prices if you don't want to.
Right, and then you can just, like, get ice cream or something.
Yeah. See,
or a deep fried Rice Krispie treat, because that's where it's at.
Yeah. This is recent experience.
That was dude, this was 8 years ago almost, and I will never forget that spiritual experience.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's just oozing out of you. You're just so giddy. I thought it was 2 days ago.
No, that was the first time and last time at a ballpark I ever finished a $10 snack and was like, I might go get another one. Because that was really good. It was next level, man. It was so good.
That is really funny. Okay, I got to piggyback because you tried to steal mine, but you didn't. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of getting whatever the thing is at the ballpark, right? Whatever the unique food option is, if you can, and if you can find it, because sometimes it's really hard to find, but if you can find where to get the unique thing, go get it. I pulled up a list. Get a Dodger dog, obviously at Dodger Stadium. If you're there, go get one.
You can get them in Glendale too during spring training.
Pizza cupcakes are a thing at Citi Field. Pizza cupcakes.
So when
must
are we
have
going?
That experience.
So when are we going?
Yeah. How about a donut burger at Citizens Bank Ballpark? A donut burger.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like, but I must have one. And
I'm
then
to find out
whatever a Bayou City hot dog is at Minute Maid. That sounds. You're telling me you're going to take a hot dog and you're going to make it Cajun style. I'm here for it.
I
all
am
day.
Absolutely here for it.
So get your food first. If you don't want to follow Brad's advice and eat before you get to the ballpark, do mine. Get there a little early. Get your food right away because then the lines are going to be nasty. So just get it right up front. And then you get up and you have your fourth inning snack. And this is part of your planning. You got to know what everybody's favorite fourth inning snack is. Because as you're looking for whatever the local flair is, the local ballpark fair, both are applicable. You're looking at all the signs and you're thinking, okay, there's my ice cream. There's the soft pretzels. Okay, that's where I get the Dippin' Dots that my kid loves or whatever, right? You just kind of be aware of where you can find all that stuff. Because as soon as the fourth inning ends, it's snack time. Always. Right. It's always a fourth inning snack. Everybody has their favorite fourth inning snack. If you don't, you should have one. You should come up with one. We were at the ballpark the other day. We were going to do a Greenville Drive game. Boom. Greenville Drive.
Nice.
Went to the Greenville Drive and I looked around and we're like, you know, we had our hot dogs and everything. And I said, okay, what's everybody's favorite fourth inning snack? And, you know,
took orders and
we were ready. We knew it, you know, in a short amount of time. So those are my two food tips is have a plan for your fourth inning snack because it's going to come. And the reason you do it in the fourth inning is because if the lines are long, you're not missing a tremendous amount of baseball. You still have time to get back to your seats and enjoy.
Well, and something I had not thought about at Chase Field, but I definitely thought about at T-Mobile and I've thought about at spring training parks since somebody pointed this out to me. If you're at a good ballpark, you can still see the field from the line.
Absolutely.
So
whether it's televisions or you turn around and you can see it from behind you.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. At the very least,
Chase does a good job.
Chase has TVs every 35 feet, you know, whatever. The bummer thing is you can't see the field.
Yeah.
But like at T-Mobile, when you're standing in line getting your food, you can always see the field. And it's awesome. It's really
awesome.
Nice. So got that going for him, which is nice. Okay. You ready for my next one?
Yeah.
Go to the team store. Always go to the team store.
Stop it.
Do I keep taking your stuff?
Yes. And why you got to take mine? That's mine. That's my one. That's my favorite thing, Brad. You know it's my favorite thing.
I do know it's your favorite thing. And my thing is, like, I will always go to the team store. I may not always buy something, like, just because, like, depending on where I'm at, like at Chase, my son wants to go walk to the team store. I'm like, yeah, let's go do it for the 15th time. No problem. Yeah. We're not going to get anything today. But if it's a place where you know you're not going to come back to, or you think there's a chance you're not going to come back, get something. Get something small. Get something with the team's logo on it. I went to Target Field. It would have been 8 years ago now. And I really, really, really wish I had gone to the team store and just bought something, anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fortunately, I was covering the game. So I got the, like, I was there as media. And so I got the giveaway. It was like a little mesh back hat. So I got that. So I had something from the stadium, but I wish I had gone into the team store and bought something else, you know?
Yeah.
So, cause I don't know the next time I'm going to get back to Target Field.
But yeah. Well, since you took mine.
Okay.
I'm just going to piggyback again off of that one. So you got to know going in if there's a collectible item that you want, right? I know people who collect plushies at ballparks, and I know, or stuffed animals. I know people who do enamel pins. Ball caps are really common. Whatever it is, know going in. And if you're going to do that, and that's an important thing for you, do it early. Right? Don't miss the game. Show up. And oftentimes, almost always, especially in major league facilities, your team store will be open prior to the game. And then they will block off the external entrance. And then they will funnel you back through. Right? So you can get into the team store from the outside, but they won't let you through the ballpark doors. And then they'll pull everybody out of the team store, close the other side, and open the internal doors. So get there early. If that's a big deal for you, I've stood in lines. What was that WBC line I stood in? What was that?
Oh my gosh.
Like a 40
forever.
Minute
it felt line? Like forever 40. Long. Yeah,
it did. I stood in a line in Atlanta for, I thought would be another 40 minutes. Ended up being like 20, 25. It was really nice. And they had people, the cool thing in is Atlanta, they have people who are like 1, 2, 3, 4. They're on the walkie-talkie. They call back. Four people left. So they have it really well managed, and there's still room to move in there and stuff. It's not like that everywhere.
Dude,
so
we were at the one in T-Mobile on Sunday, and like, it was banana. And it's always super crowded because that's actually one of the entrances to the stadium, is that you can get your ticket scanned at the team store and come in that way.
Uh-huh.
And it is a massive store. It is huge.
Really?
Like, I'm always baffled at how big it is, and you like, it's so crowded that like you're walking with everybody, like just no space at all. But it's not as crowded as the one at Chase was during the WBC. You talk about that. And like,
that was crazy.
I'll never forget. You're waving me over. You're like, come on over. And I'm like, I literally cannot move right now.
Yeah. You're like, I can't. And you're taller than all the people around you. Right?
Yes. I could see everything, but I could go nowhere because nobody was moving. I probably could have lifted up my feet and not budged.
Yeah.
I would not have fallen to the floor. My feet. We were packed in there so tight.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. So if you're the type of person who knows, like me, I collect ball caps, right? I get a ball cap from every facility. I know I'm going to do it. I wear one to the ballpark. I know it's going in the bag as soon as I buy the new one. It's just what I do. But so if you know that about yourself, you can do it one of two ways. You can go online and start looking, be like, that's the one I want, so that you can make a quick beeline for it. Or if you're like me and you're a glutton for punishment and you are beholden to the muse, then you'll stand there staring at the wall of hats for however long it takes till the one lightning strikes your brain.
Well, and remember, there's sometimes the team store will have exclusives.
That's right.
I saw 3 exclusives on Sunday, and I was like, I want all of them, but that's a lot of American dollars.
Exactly. That's what I don't do the research. I go and look. For lots of reasons, because the decisions I thought I was going to make before I got there, or would have made before I got there, and I saw what everybody else was wearing, and I noticed the unique stuff the team store has. I never go in with a plan because I want it to be unique to that one experience.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I would do it too.
But pick the thing you're going to collect. If you're going to collect a thing, know at least that going in. Stuffed animals, enamel pins, flags, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Or another thing you can do is, well, like you said, know what you're going to get. Like if you were going to get enamel pins, as soon as you walk in, find somebody, say, where is it?
Yeah.
Because they're so crowded typically, you don't want to be wandering around looking for stuff.
No, and enamel pins go fast. That's the other thing about enamel pins. If that's your thing, you're be prepared to hunt for them because they're not always easy to find.
Yeah.
Because I used to collect enamel pins.
Oh, nice.
They're too hard to find eventually. That's like, whatever. The hats are right there.
Yeah. Hats are much easier. Much easier to find.
I'll wear them too. So.
Okay. You actually talked about this one a little bit. So when we were talking about food, you said get there early and do your rounds. That's one thing that I was get there early and wander around, explore the ballpark, find, like you said, find the things that you want to eat, right? Find what you want to eat early for your fourth inning snack. And then I'm not going to get into my last one, but like find there, a lot of ballparks have a museum. They'll have in Seattle, it's like super well hidden. They actually have a sand lot that you can play at.
Yeah.
And then they have a place where you can get your picture taken with a cutout of Julio Rodriguez. They have the moose. What is it? It's like the moose den or something like that, where you can go get your picture taken with the moose.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff around that you can go see. And so go see it all, get there early and go see it all.
Yeah.
Then you can sit down and watch the game.
Right.
You don't have to be like, oh crap, I missed this because, oh dang it. You know? Yep. So take the time before the game. Typically the doors will open 60 minutes before the first pitch.
Yep.
I noticed on weekends, I know at T-Mobile on Sunday, it was 90 minutes. Cause I think for day games, it's 90 minutes. So you have more time to go wander, but take advantage of that time and go do it.
Yeah. Brad, you did it again.
I've done it again.
So I'm coming up with new stuff on the fly. And so we're going to extend this past the five items because I have new stuff now.
Okay.
But I'm going to jump on this and say that if you do get a chance, go to the monument displays or the museum or the
That was my last one is go to the museum.
You got to go. Even if it's just a glance and you just see like the one we went to at Chase Field was it was okay. I wouldn't say it was the most spectacular team like museum franchise museum.
Well, and this is they have a relatively short history, but
right.
You do get to see a World Series trophy in person, which I think is really cool.
It is
cool. They have it in there.
It is so cool. And you're right. And all of those balls that were signed, like mm-hmm. It's just neat. What I think is cool is I like to look at how the information is presented. Because so in Yankee Stadium, they also have all the balls, right, signed by pretty much every single person. I mean, I think they're all the all-stars if I remember right. But then it's got the balls are cased in this enamel glass arc that runs from Don Larsen's statue pitching all the way to Yogi Berra catching, and the case follows the arc of the baseball that they threw the perfect game in the World Series.
Cool. That's so super cool.
You know what I mean? It's stuff like that. It's like there are hidden little nuances and things everywhere. And what's cool about every stadium museum I've ever been to is that there's somebody there, not just able to answer questions, but they are excited to talk about this. This is their thing. They're very knowledgeable. They're experts, and they're so friendly. The team museum in Kansas City at Kauffman Stadium is so, so cool. Like, it shouldn't be cool, but it is. Just kidding. It should be cool. But they have this thing with George Brett and all, the number five, and it's all I think it's baseballs that are wrapped in the number five. It's the one in Atlanta has all 755. It has the number 755 is arranged in baseball bats, and there are 755 baseball bats in the arrangement for Hank Aaron's 755 home runs.
That's cool.
No, it's like amazing.
Right? Yeah.
And that one in Atlanta, you're just on the concourse and you just walk by and just it's walk there. By.
Yeah.
It's so every team does it differently. Everybody has a unique history. They display that history differently. It's just, I don't know. I just love it. It's so, it's a unique experience every time.
It is. Yeah. And that, the one at Chase, I take anytime I'm at a game with somebody who I'm like, they maybe haven't seen the museum. I always take them to go.
Yeah.
To go see it. In fact, I went with my friend last year. She's a Mariners fan as well. And we were walking out, like we were headed for the exit. I was like, you've been to the museum, right? She's like, there's a museum here. I was like, oh shoot, yeah, there is. And like, we like snuck back to go to the museum just real quick because they were funneling everybody out, you know? And so we kind of like went real quick, and I showed her, I was like, so like, there's this, there's a World Series trophy right over there. And there's this, and this. She's like, oh, I'll have to check that out next time I'm here. I'm like, yes, you will. We got to go.
Let's go now. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, I think it's a special experience. And if you have like diehard baseball people, they got to go do that. Mm-hmm. If you're a casual, just atmospheric baseball fan, I don't think it's that important, honestly.
Right. Yeah, and so I was thinking about this the other day. So I've been to the museum in Seattle. I've only been there one time, and I'm sure it's different now than it was then because it was like 20 years ago, something like that, sure, when I went.
Yeah.
But we had my niece and nephew with us, and it was their first game at T-Mobile, and the six of us, because it's me, my two sisters, and those two, so I guess there was five of us, we decided we didn't want to walk up to the third level, and so we didn't go. Like, man, we should have just done it, but we would have missed first pitch if we did, because we didn't get there early enough. So
yeah, that's how. Yeah,
I might need to make another trip out for those two up there.
There's a lot. Yeah, shame, right? Oh, darn. All right, do you want to go with another one?
That was my last one, was the go to the museum. That's okay. Like a big one for me, typically. For some reason, it wasn't this weekend.
It's awesome. It's a great thing to do. Okay, I have another one.
Okay.
A bonus one. I'll stick to... I've got a couple of bonus ones, but I'll do this one first.
Okay.
I know that there have been many times in my life where I couldn't buy a ball cap at a team store, or I couldn't afford even an enamel pin or a fourth inning snack or whatever. So what I started doing is getting iconic photos that didn't cost me a dime, right? Cell phone photos, or sometimes I have a camera, like way back I'd have cameras with me. And I would always go. I have a couple of favorite places to go. My first favorite place is at the top, in the most upper deck, as high as I can get. And then I want to look right down behind home plate, and I want to watch all of it spill out in front of me. And I want to see whatever's beyond in the skyline behind center field. And I get a photo of the stadium there, but I also get a photo, if I can, of me and whomever I'm with from there. So that's the thing. If you can't buy anything, there's a lot of ways to remember these things. And yeah, that's absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And then when we were in St. Louis, there's always, it's, and more this is the case, but there's always something neat going on outside the stadium too. Statues are very common, pennants, you know, maybe hanging on a flag, or you'll see some stadiums have bricks that are special car engraved bricks, and they tell a story and things. That kind of stuff is always really cool to me. So if you are in St. Louis, for instance, you just go outside the gate in St. Louis, and there is an enormous commissioner's trophy right out in the, I mean, it's like,
oh, really?
It's huge. No, it's absolutely huge. And you go get a picture there, or you can go get they have a big STL St. Louis logo out front. You just go get a picture in front of it. That's just as good as an enamel pin or a ball cap.
That is. It is. Yeah, I love taking certain pictures of ballparks. For some reason, I like the picture into the infield from the outfield.
Yeah.
I noticed that this year when I was going to spring training games, and then I caught myself again yesterday. I was sitting in the outfield, and I was just like, oh, perfect. Picture at every ballpark. I don't know why it's that, because all I'm getting is the facade behind home plate, right? And then the field, when I was like, really, I should be taking this picture out toward left field where you can see Seattle and the Sound, and like I should be up in the upper deck getting a much better picture. But I'm lazy by nature, so I did not.
So you just take, like, this is where I sat.
This is where I sat, so this is where I took my picture. But even like, I'm not kidding you, Brig, every spring training game I was at this year, I made it a point to take a lap so that I could get an outfield picture.
Yeah.
Looking in. Awesome. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe I should focus more on that home plate looking out picture, because those are really cool.
They're really cool. But I've taken that right field flagpole picture or foul pole picture a million times. I love it. I love that shot.
Yeah, it's a sweet shot.
Okay, one last bonus tip for me, and then we got to be done. Okay. I have two. if you have kids, lots of ballparks have jungle gyms and playground areas and attractions
For kids. And you can find that stuff. That's one of the things I mean when you go take a look around, is you can go find that stuff and do it before the game so you actually get to watch the game later.
And there are lots of like bloggers out there who will tell you like this is where it's at. And so you don't have to hunt for it because certain ballparks are not easy to find. The one in St. Louis is underground. It's like under the stadium seats.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's down. You got to go down to get to it from the field level. And so that's really interesting. So if you have kids and you know they're going to want to go on a slide or a zip line or something like it in Atlanta, they have a zip line. Then you get that figured out. So my other one is, if you can afford it and if you're comfortable with it and whatever, and if the team offers it, get valet parking. Just get valet parking. I can't tell you. This is one of my favorite things. You go up to Coors Field, and I got an 8-month-old, and I had a back surgery a while back, and my wife's there with me. And I'm like, I'm not parking this car. And I saw a guy doing valet, and I was like, whoop, $40, done.
Worth it.
Done. Okay, I got one more.
I bet you do.
I love going to games. Here's one more. I'll call this one my last one. Since this is about the theme that we have here, baseball together. If you're there, make friends with the people sitting beside you. Make friends with the section if you can.
Yeah.
Spread your freaking wings, man, because baseball is better together. It just really is. And we're not using that as a gimmick. That's how this whole thing got started. Baseball is better together. So do fun, quirky jokes and stuff and conversations with the people in your section.
Okay, so real quick, I have a story about that from this weekend. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you've seen. I'm not a super like social person, but I'm pretty social at baseball games. Thanks.
You are. Yeah.
So, there's this guy sitting two rows in front of me on Sunday. The Mariners were playing the Cubs, and the only guy he would cheer for by name was Cody Bellinger.
Okay.
He would like Bellinger's up, and he would yell, "Let's go, Cody! Let's go, Cody!" I'm pretty sure Bellinger went 0-for-4. Because every time he got out, as loud as I could, I would yell, "Attaboy, Belly!" Just like you knew you would, just being obnoxious as all get out. By the time he gets out, the fourth guy time, this guy turns around, looks at me, just like get, just get, and if looks could kill, Brig, I'd have been dead on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I started cracking up. I was like, dude, I'm just messing with you. I love Cody Bellinger. He's like, you do? I was like, oh, he's one of my favorite players. I'm just messing with you. You go back to it. And then later on, like that was like the seventh inning. And then through the rest of the game, he turned around and we were talking the rest of the time, you know? And
right.
And if he had been legitimately mad, I'd be like, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just messing. Like, I'll stop.
Right.
And I
would have
stopped, you know, but he got the joke. And so we were cool the rest of the time. And then the Mariners lost by a crappy challenge at the end of the game. We fist bumped and he left. You know? Yeah. So yeah, it was fun. It's fun to be social with the people in the section, even somebody who's not super social, generally speaking.
It's my favorite thing. And I'll give you a tip. Okay. When you hear the charge bugle call, and everybody goes charge, don't yell charge, yell foul ball. Just yell. It's a thing that we do. We do it everywhere. And my goal every time I go to a game is to be the guy that yells it as loud as possible, draws enough attention, people start asking questions or whatever. And then we start laughing together, and pretty soon I'm going to get the whole section yelling foul ball if I can. I have not yet done it, but that's a lingering goal for me, is to get everybody yelling foul ball.
So this is the last thing. Jorge Polanco for the Mariners. Mm-hmm. I told my sisters and my niece and nephew, I said, okay, whenever he gets on base, I'm going to yell hip, hip, and you guys yell Jorge.
Okay? Yes.
My friend told me about this. She learned this at Yankee Stadium. I think it was Jorge Posada. It was a long time ago. But anyway, so I was like, we're going to do this. And so he walked. We did hip, hip, Jorge. He homered. We did hip, hip, Jorge. And my sister goes, do it again. So I was hip hip, and about 10 other people around us all went, Jorge. That was yes. awesome. We got that's a little so bit cool. of a cheer in section 106 at T-Mobile.
That's ball the whole point. See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And it makes it so fun. Much more fun.
Yep.
There's nothing. So for me, there's nothing better than a baseball game. And if you're going to be there, you might as well be sharing it, and it might as well be collectively joyful, honestly. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason it shan't be. There's no reason it can't be. And with that, baseball family,
let's say
I can't, I shan't, and I wan't. Okay.
Catch new episodes of the Baseball Together podcast every Tuesday.